1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH New Center Time is 8:21, and the third Thursday of each month, we check in with the Greenwich Association of Realtors for our Greenwich Real Estate Report, joined on the line by Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe and 2024 Greenwich Association of Realtors Hall of Famer President Brian Tunney. Good morning, Stacy. Good morning, Brian. How you guys doing today?
Good morning, Tony.
All right. Well, getting to the spring market here, are things percolating in the market so far, Stacy? What's going on? What are some of the numbers?
So we're starting to see some things move. There were 32 single family closings reported across all areas of Greenwich during March 24. That's a slight decrease compared to March 23 when there were 39 closings. The median sale price is holding steady at just over $2.5 million compared to March 23, where it was $2.5 million. The average days on market is 68 days. That is a 26% decrease from 93 days in March of 23. So definitely some a quicker moving market at this point. And there were, in terms of inventory, there were 64 new single family listings brought to the market in March, which is a 20% decrease in new listings when compared to the same time last year when there were 80. At month end, active single family inventory totaled 136 units, and that is a 26.5% decrease from March 23 when there were 185 units available. When we look at condos and co-ops, there were 13 closings reported across all areas of Greenwich, and that decreased 48% as compared to March 23 when there were 25 closings. Median sale price for condos and co-ops was decreased just over 20% to $705,000 from the median sale price in 23, which was $900,000. Average days on market was 49, again, a big decrease from the year prior at 75 days. So people are ready to make a move as soon as the right home comes on the market. In terms of inventory for condos and co-ops, there were 18 new condo and co-op units brought to the market in March of this year. That's a decrease from March 23 when there were 27. And at month end, active condo co-op inventory totaled 28 units, and that is a 46% decrease from March 23 when there were 52 units available.
All right, let's bring in Brian Tunney. Brian, your thoughts about the numbers that Stacy put out there and what's happening?
Well, we're still in a supply-constrained market. As we see, our inventory is much lower than it was 3 years ago. What's happening also is the homes that are fairly priced are moving very, homes and co-ops and condos that are fairly priced are moving very quickly because we see the days on market going down. And therefore, you know, the sellers, even though it is a real seller's market, they still have to be realistic to the market pricing.
Interesting point you make there, Brian, because I'm sure that sellers might be thinking, hey, it's a tight market. I can really try to get something, but I guess they should listen to their realtor and price it realistically.
Yes. Because of the fact that the buyers make the decisions. So they comparison shop, and when they see something that has value, and especially because a lot of people have been losing out on bidding wars, so when they find something that's fairly priced, or even that's a little low to the market, they become very aggressive and then purchase the home.
With the interest rates high, are you seeing a lot of cases of cash sales? I mean, I had a friend that was not planning on moving for a couple of months, but his realtor said to him, "Hey, put this on the market," and he got a cash offer and jumped at it. Are you getting a lot of that here?
Yes, we are, because a lot of the buyers and the sellers will say that they're baby boomers, so that if they got quite a bit of appreciation in their home, they're able to buy a home cash, and therefore it's a very competitive market. And we're also seeing that we have a lot of buyers now are being underwritten, meaning that they can present a cash offer, and if it doesn't work out, that they have the funds to make make the transaction move forward.
Okay, we'll bring back. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, Brian. Go ahead.
No. Even if you're taking a mortgage, a lot of people are saying they'll be cash buyers because of the their strength.
Mm-hmm. Bring back Stacy. What do you see developing over the next couple of months as we hit the height of the season?
We are starting to see those pending numbers pick up. So the pending numbers for as of the close of business yesterday were single family 84 and condos and co-op 21. So we are starting to see those contracts coming through, which means that in the next couple of months we should see those closings and unit sales pick up as well. But as Brian mentioned, it's an inventory constrained market, which means that there's limited options for buyers. The best thing that buyers can do in this situation is to work with their realtor, make sure they understand how much they can afford and be ready to move as soon as something in their price range comes on. As soon as, the one comes on, then they're ready to move.
And is inventory being driven by the mortgage rates, the low inventory?
Yeah, definitely that's a factor. We've talked about this in the past, but sellers don't necessarily have an incentive to move right now. If they've got, the average, I think it's around 3.5% mortgage rate. If they've got a 3.5% rate and they'd be trading up to between 6% and 7%, that makes a move much more difficult. It makes downsizing maybe not make financial sense depending on where they're going. So that's definitely, one of the factors. But at the end of the day, there are reasons why people have to move regardless of what the rates are. And so, what do we call it? It's marriages, babies, jobs, divorces. There's all different factors at play that are always going to happen and are always going to be a reason why people move. So, I think it's important to note for buyers who feel discouraged by the rates that, they're not forever and that you will be able to, there will be hope at some point.
Light at the end of the tunnel. Okay.
Exactly.
And it's not an oncoming train, we hope, right, guys?
No, right. It is not.
All right. That's Stacy Lowe, Executive Vice President, Greenwich Association of Realtors. Also, Brian Tunney, 2024, a GAR President. Appreciate your time this morning, guys, and we'll talk again next month.
Thank you.
Take care.